A strike deadline is fast approaching that would impact the Port of Philadelphia, as well as major ports along the East Coast and the Gulf Coast as well. And if that happens, if a strike happens, it could send the price of produce and oil up. Here's KYW's Matt Coughlin.
The U.S. Maritime Alliance, representing East and Gulf Coast ports, leveled an unfair labor practice charge against the International Longshoremen's Association, accusing the union of not bargaining in good faith. The alliance is asking the National Labor Relations Board to force the longshoremen back to the bargaining table. The union says it has been in communication with the alliance, but that the alliance's wage offers are not adequate. The Labor Relations Board says it is investigating the case, but it appears unlikely that a decision will be made before the strike deadline Tuesday. The board says it typically takes 7 to 14 weeks to determine the merit of a case. The two sides have not bargained since June as they dispute wages and a union-proposed ban on increases in automation. The union represents 45,000 dock workers from Maine to Texas, including more than 400 workers in Philadelphia that are part of ILA Local 1291. According to researchers at MIT, $69.8 billion worth of goods were imported through the Philadelphia port and $21.6 billion exported in 2023. A strike would be the first by the association since 1977. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.